Saturday, May 17th, people can still see the children's coloring exhibit in the Forest Service windows. And then it is the classic race.
Lop the loop.
Yep. Lop the loop.
Will either of you be lopping the loop?
We'll be looking at them lopping.
If I have any energy, I may walk the loop.
But at 6 a.m., I'm actually at the Sons of Norway on the sandwich committee.
Oh, for the upcoming coffee hoose.
For the coffee hoose, yeah. We make 700 sandwiches, and we start at 6 a.m., so...
You lop up the sandwiches.
I'm going to be lopless.
Coming up also throughout that day, lots of other stuff. There's a Klaus Museum and the art chair, Don Eagle Engraving, Visitors Information Center, the Hoos Fleet with all the different food and crafts and booths and stuff like that. And then... Gardening Day?
Yes, this is new this year, the Community Gardening Day, and that's behind Mountain View Manor beginning at 10 a.m., and that is a family event that's sponsored by the Community Engagement and Asset Building Team, the Petersburg Mental Health, Petersburg Earth Club, and the Petersburg National Honor Society, and they're inviting people to come dig in the dirt.
I wanted to mention something, too, about the Earth Club. They are going to help the Little Norway Festival Committee have a clean festival. We are making a donation to their group, and they will be emptying trash cans around town and putting the trash contents into the dumpsters, so we won't have that traditional overflowing garbage all over the streets. So thank those kids when you see them hauling the trash bags.
There's several boats on display. Of course, there's always every year the Anacapa and Elderberry open house, and it's Armed Forces Appreciation Day.
Mm-hmm, 17th.
17th is Armed Forces Day. Started in 1950.
So people to be able to take a look at those vessels. Also, another special vessel, more than 100 years old.
The Katahdin is going to be having open house from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. And the Katahdin is located at the South Harbor near the end of the sea float on the left side.
Well, are the dollies in the harbor for the Dolly Derby?
We're hoping.
The Dolly Derby in North Harbor from 10 a.m. to noon for the kids. And then, okay, we mentioned the cafe. Who's described that for folks who haven't been to one?
Well, I think it's a pretty good deal. You walk in and there's a mile of food.
A mile of food's good.
Yeah, lots of butter and love down there. We've got six kinds of open-faced sandwiches, which we call smørbrød. We have lots of Norwegian pastries, cakes, cookies, lefse, of course, and good Norwegian gasoline, which we also call coffee. And
is that $4 a gallon?
Well,
oh,
no.
Oh, it's cheap. It's probably cheaper.
We're not charging $4 a gallon, but, you know, I think it's 50 cents a cup.
Okay. Well, that might work out to more than $4 a gallon, actually. That's pretty good. Also, for more food, well, there's always going to be more food, and there's the beer bits to go with
mm-hmm.
Women of the Moose.
Yep. Petersburg's national snack, Hallebeer Bits.
You can take a look at the U.S. Coast Guard's rescue helicopter. They're going to do a flyover, and they'll have tours of the helicopter at the airport.
They're inviting you to put your eyes in the sky and look for that at approximately 12 noon as they fly over, and then they're going to be showing this amazing rescue helicopter off at the airport.
Well, the beer garden and the Vikings and Valkyries wandering around, putting people in their jail again on Saturday. And then there's a signing for Barbara LaValle, the artist at Seaport Gallery and Gifts.
She is going to be signing her new book that's just come out. And also, if you've purchased a poster for the festival, she will sign that also that afternoon. Not the evening before, because that's kind of a different thing with the art show, but she will do it at the book signing on Saturday afternoon.
There's more pickled herring band music at the high school gym, and that leads up to 3 o'clock for the traditional Little Norway Festival pageant.
We've got a jam-packed festival pageant, as always. We always have the Lycoring Dancers.
Norwegian American Award.
The Norwegian American Award.
We're reprising some old things from the past, like the first halibut landing skipper being presented with a gaudy hat.
Also, halibut fletching is back.
Oh, wow. So, this has been several years. I think probably more than 5 or 6 years since you've done that. This is
many years.
So you're going to have a big halibut up there on the board?
Well, it sounds like we might have more than one.
Huh. And we have two expert fletchers.
And we'll be hearing from the Kodiak Island Drummers and Sven the Viking King.
All you can eat shrimp feed, another food option, as if there weren't enough. There's the PFI Cookhouse, and that's by the that's a fundraiser for PHS basketball.
It is.
Yeah, boys and girls, and they do a great job every year.
Moving on into the evening, there's a reunion, 10-year reunion for the class of 1998, Petersburg High School, and that's at the Sons of Norway.
Right, it's a potluck. It's bring your favorite finger food to share, and music by Zeke Enterprises for this reunion party.
Kodiak Island drummers perform at the high school gym at 6:30 p.m., and you can get a close-up look at the way they do their drumming, which is just a variety of different styles, African, Japanese, South American, and it's all kids and teens doing it.
Yes, and this is another event sponsored by the Petersburg Partners in Education.
Describe Sven the Viking King. That's
How
coming
do
up at 7 on
guy?
Saturday.
He's phenomenal.
He's a Renaissance man.
He's into the history and the folklore. He makes bronze
weaponry. He does leather tooling.
He bakes.
He sculpts. He lectures.
And he'll be doing a presentation at the auditorium at 7 p.m.
He's also going to hang with the Vikings and the Valkyries all weekend.
Oh, they're going to love that.
Angela Christensen Lambert is actually going to wear a Valkyrie costume that he designed and made.
Festival Dance, another traditional event. What's coming up for that? Pickled Herring Band.
Pickled Herring Band is going to be bringing all different types of music to the Festival Dance. And this is something that I remember from my first festival. It's just the Festival Dance was so much fun. You can kick back and just listen. You can visit, or you can kick up your heels. And we would love to see that well attended. It's just a great way to wind down on Saturday night.
And, of course, everybody took lessons from Heidi Lee and Sue Paulson the night before, so they are ready to Swedish waltz.
It'll be like Dancing with the Stars.
Yep.
Or So You Think You Can
yes.
Dance.
Norwegian or Dancing Under Shottishes. The Stars. Or yeah, one, yeah. Two, three, hop. That's all I remember.
Yep.
Then on Sunday, the festival is not over. There's still more to come. Sort of wind down, different dinners and things going on.
Children's coloring exhibit is still going to be in the Forest Service windows, so stop by and check those out on your way to the annual festival pancake breakfast at St. Catharines.
That's from 8 to 11 in the morning.
And I believe they have a new kitchen they're breaking in that weekend.
Ooh.
This weekend.
More room to make more pancakes.
Yeah.
Class Memorial Museum is open, too, with the art chair.
And then between 10 and 1, there's, of course, Church of Your Choice, and Don Eagle Engraving will be open.
And they're going to be winding up 4 days of celebrating their 5th anniversary.
And then the Rotary Club at noon, they've got, this is an annual event they do every Sunday on Little Norway, which is the Seafood Bacon Barbecue.
Yep, it's my first taste of smoked black cod of the season.
And this is one thing that has been a constant clear throughout every festival. The very first festival, the Boy Scouts, or Cub Scouts, I believe, they had their salmon bake at Sandy Beach, and they were aided by Harold Bergman.
And Jim Leakley.
And Jim Leakley.
And then a movie, The Vikings.
Ooh.
Is this about the Viking King, or this is an older, this is 1958, which came out when?
This is Kirk Douglas recycling his Spartacus outfit, I think.
and they made that movie just for the Little Norway Festival in 58?
No.
But we'll
but
just
it
say
came out. We can believe yeah. that.
It's
sure.
Tony Curtis, Janet Leigh, and Ernest Borgnine, along with Kirk Douglas.
And that's at the Northern Night Theater at 3 p.m. on Sunday. And then finally at 7 p.m. that evening, there's the baccalaureate service.
And everybody goes home after that and puts their feet up and does a big, oh boy, and now we start planning for next year.